and welcome back to SwampSwami.com's sports podcast. And today, introducing Kappa Shut You Down Up. Houston's professional sports teams are having a rather rough go this past year, with the NFL Texans and the NBA's Rockets languishing near the bottom of their league standings, and the Major League Baseball Astros still reeling from a baseball scandal. This sports-crazy Texas city needed someone to step up and show the way to help exit a lengthy sports drought. H-Town, you may now thank the Houston Cougars men's basketball team. For the first time in 37 years, the University of Houston Cougars will return to the NCAA Men's Final Four this Saturday after taking a seesaw 67-61 win over stubborn number 12 seed Oregon State on Monday night in Indianapolis. It was a tale of two halves for the Houston Cougars on Monday. After breezing to a 34-17 first-half advantage, the Oregon State Beavers battled back in the second stanza and slowly chipped into the Houston lead. The Beavers changed defenses in the second half and confused the Houston offense for the final 10 minutes of the game as the team battled back to tie the Cougs at 55 apiece with just over 3 minutes left in this ballgame. Houston area native Quentin Grimes then canned a long three-point shot and added a couple of free throws to finally wake up the Cougars offense and seal the victory. And with the win, the Houston Cougars joined the legendary high-flying Phi Slamma Jamma teams of the early 1980s as the last U of H basketball team to advance to the Final Four. Now, those Houston Cougar teams were loaded with incredible individual talent. Future NBA Hall of Famers Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde the Glide Drexler were exceedingly rare talents. In 1982, 83, and 84, the Houston Cougars reached the NCAA's Final Four 3 straight years. Unfortunately, that talented group of basketball players lost to North Carolina and then North Carolina State and finally Georgetown as they left town every year without the championship trophy. Longtime head basketball coach Guy V. Lewis, who was also known for flinging and wringing and chewing on his unusually bright red and white polka dot towel while sitting on a courtside chair on the sidelines, had 27 consecutive winning seasons in Houston, leading the Cougars for 30 years through 1986. Now, during the 1960s, another Houston Cougar basketball legend by the name of Elvin the Big E Hayes would carry Coach Lewis's team into the NCAA Final Four back in 67 and 68. Both of those two teams lost in the national semifinals to eventual champion UCLA. Elvin Hayes would go on to become another NBA Hall of Famer himself. Now, after Coach Lewis retired, the University of Houston basketball program seemed to fade into retirement as well. The school's former affiliation with the Southwest Conference ended in 1996, and when that occurred, Houston was not invited to join other Southwest Conference teams in the newly formed Big 12 Conference. The Houston Cougars joined the fledgling Conference USA in 1997 and remained there through 2013. The basketball program floundered for much of that period. In 2014, though, the University of Houston joined the new American Athletics Conference. By this time, the Cougars basketball program also started to show signs of coming back to life, too. The school hired Kelvin Sampson to become the new head basketball coach in Houston. A former Oklahoma and later Indiana University head basketball coach, Kelvin Sampson arrived in Houston with a mission to turn around the basketball program. He had done the same thing for the University of Oklahoma and later at Indiana University of the Big Ten. At IU, Sampson orchestrated a sudden turnaround of the school's basketball program during his first year as head coach. Unfortunately, the university quickly learned that the NCAA was investigating several possible recruiting violations under the new basketball coach. Less than 2 years after he was hired at Indiana, Kelvin Sampson abruptly resigned in 2008 and then took a new job as an NBA assistant coach. Months later in Bloomington, Indiana, the Hoosiers men's basketball team was given a 3-year NCAA probation for alleged violations during the brief reign of Kelvin Sampson. After 3 years with the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks, Sampson took another NBA assistant coaching job in Houston with the Rockets in 2011. After 3 more years as an NBA assistant, Kelvin Sampson agreed to take the head coaching job of the college basketball University of Houston Cougars. And since 2014, the U of H Cougars have continued their climb up the ladder of basketball relevance once again with the now 65-year-old Sampson at the helm. The University of Houston athletics program has upgraded the team's basketball facilities and spent another $60 million to upgrade the 50-year-old Hofheinz Pavilion, which is now called Fertitta Center. Guess who spent that money? Under Sampson's leadership, the Cougars basketball program has won 20 or more basketball games every year since 2015. And this year's team is currently 28-3 and heading into the NCAA Final Four this weekend for the first time since 1984. Unlike U of H basketball programs during the school's glory years of the 60s and the 80s, this season's talented team does not feature a likely NBA first-round pick. Unlike those prolific scoring teams of yesteryear, this version of the Houston Cougars basketball team is built on Sampson's trademark tough defense. Houston allows opponents just under 57 points per game, and that ranks number 2 in the country in scoring defense. Houston also ranks 8th nationally with just over 8 steals per game. Maybe we should refer to this year's Houston Cougars team as Kappa Shut You Down. On Saturday, the defense-minded Cougars will face the nation's 6th highest scoring team when they encounter Baylor in the national semifinal game. The 26-2 Bears from Waco, Texas are averaging over 80 points per game and scored 81 on Monday night in their 81-73 win over Arkansas. Baylor will be making their first appearance in the NCAA Final Four for men since 1950. So far in this year's NCAA tournament, Houston's defense has allowed just 56, 60, 46, and 61 points during the first four games. That's just 54.5 points per outing for Houston. Baylor, on the other hand, has rung the bell at 100 points or more three different times during the regular season. Saturday's national semifinal will feature a classic showdown between two teams with totally different methods of being successful on the basketball court. As Kelvin Sampson's Houston Cougars attempt to bring home their first men's national basketball championship to the university, he must already be taking great pride in knowing that this basketball team has already wildly succeeded. The University of Houston and its home city with millions of fans have come together to celebrate a renewed success of this nearly forgotten sports team one more time. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.